In last month's State of the Union address, President Barack Obama once again urged Congress to enact immigration reform.
Immigration reform will grow our economy and shrink our deficits by almost $1 trillion in the next two decades. And for good reason. When people come here to fulfill their dreams, to study, invent, contribute to our culture, they make our country a more attractive place for businesses to locate and create jobs for everybody. So let's get immigration reform done this year.
Many Republican lawmakers remain opposed to any bill that would provide a path to citizenship for undocumented workers. Others say the Obama administration cannot be trusted to enforce the law. House Speaker John Boehner.
The American people, including many of my members, don't trust that the reform that we're talking about will be implemented as it was intended to be.
On the other hand, Boehner is urging bipartisan backing to boost the administration's ability to negotiate free trade agreements across the globe.
The president says he wants to make this a year of action. Well, sounds good. But if he wants to make it a year of action, let's work together to pass a trade promotion authority that would expand exports and create more jobs in America.
Under TPA, trade pacts would be subject to an up or down vote in Congress without amendment. President Obama has endorsed expanding trade, but has not named TPA as a top economic priority.
We need to work together on tools like bipartisan trade promotion authority to protect our workers, protect our environment, and open new markets to new goods stamped made in the USA. China and Europe aren't standing on the sidelines. And neither should we.
Many congressional Democrats say free trade will ship American jobs overseas. In the Democratic-led Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid says TPA is unlikely to get a vote. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says opposition runs high in her caucus.
I don't think that would have very many votes among Democrats in the House.
Instead, Pelosi is urging Congress to raise the U.S. minimum wage and to extend jobless benefits for the unemployed, both of which most Republicans oppose. All House seats and one-third of the Senate will be contested in midterm elections in November. During an election year, Congress usually shies away from politically contentious votes, a tendency that could be repeated in 2014. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.